All right.
Yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony,
yo.
Last week, a total disaster. You know, we tried to launch our first new show on the Fusco Podcast Network. And, well, we realized, you know, quickly that we couldn't dilute the brand of content you're familiar with.
Yep.
With such subpar, terrible, unprofessional content. So, you know, we're going to put that network on hold. And, you know, talking about on hold, this is our last show of the season before our much-deserved vacation. And also because there's absolutely nothing interesting to talk about. Right, Tony?
Yeah. Bucks, Suns? I would only be interested if you're talking about the bucks that you're paying me not to watch that series. And then, on top of that, we get to go sit out in the sun.
That was so great how you tied the team names in there, turning them into analogies and metaphors and whatnot. You know, it just proves why we can't have a podcast network with other shows because our programming is just too good.
Yep.
And, you know, talking about that today, we have a fine example of counter-programming. You know, we're not going to talk about NBA and that ratings sludge. No, we're going to talk NFL and one of the biggest stories of the offseason, this terrible list that was distributed by the stupid idiots over at Pro Football Focus, who put together this list ranking the top 32 quarterbacks in the league. And people,
unbelievable.
We're going to bring on one of the guys who's at Pro Football Focus. He's in research and development there.
Nerd.
Exactly, nerd. This nerd works there as a data scientist. His name is Eric Eager.
Yeah, I'm eager to tell him how terrible his list is.
Yeah, there you go again, Tony. Great, great job there. Anyway, we're going to fill you in so you'll know how terrible this list is. And we're going to do that right now so you can see it all for yourself in our top story.
Top story.
All right, people, let's just go over this list so you can see what hot garbage it is. All right, first of all, number one quarterback they've got ranked, Patrick Mahomes.
Huh.
People, Patrick Mahomes just lost the Super Bowl. How can you rank him number one?
Yeah.
You know, when Evander Holyfield got his ass kicked by the greatest fighter ever, of course I'm talking about Mr. George Foreman.
Yup.
Nobody in the boxing community had Evander Holyfield number one.
Nope.
And, you know, then they got Brady at number two. The guy's 52 years old. You're talking metrics, algorithms. That's the only algorithm you need to know.
And do people even still use algorithms? Everything Al Gore has predicted has never even come true.
Great point, Tony. I wonder that myself. Moving down the list, another egregious choice. At number seven, Dak Prescott.
Ugh.
Now, how can you rank a quarterback at number seven who just suffered a season-ending catastrophic injury?
Exactly. I'm surprised they didn't put Joe Theismann on the list at number six.
You know, maybe what happened here is they were trying to guess the number of games Dak was going to play next season, and then someone yelled out seven, and that's what they went with.
That's the only reasonable, comprehensible explanation. Makes total sense.
There you go. You know, I realized I skipped over one here, and probably for a good reason.
Yep.
They got, at number five, Deshaun Watson, which makes me wonder, do these people own a newspaper, a television? Do they know what's going on?
You have to wonder if Deshaun Watson forced someone to massage the numbers. Another forced massage by Deshaun.
You know, this is like putting Deshaun Watson at number five is like putting Bill Cosby on your list of top five TV dads.
Maybe at one time, not anymore.
I guess maybe when they're coming up with this list, one of the stats they take into account is potential felonies, and they give you points for that. It must be.
Yeah, that must be part of their algorithm.
All right, moving down the list. This is another terrible ranking, Tony. Someone who should be way down, they got all the way up at number 20. Giants quarterback Daniel Jones. And what's even stranger about this, Tony, this is what they wrote about him. Let me read
this. Yeah, this is their words.
Jones must eliminate the boneheaded decisions and turnover-worthy plays that hold the team back. Wait, after that, he still gets ranked
number 20?
Better than the 12 other quarterbacks?
This just proves nobody reads PFF. Not even the people who work for PFF.
Absolutely. And now that leads to the worst choice ranking on this whole list. At number 31, just above Drew Locke at number 32, they have Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. Ugh. But that's not what hurts the most, if I may say. He's behind three guys who have never played a single down in the NFL. Trevor Lawrence at 21, Justin Fields 25, Zach Wilson 30.
You know, this is an abominable nation. That's like asking who is the best porn star and then choosing three virgins who never even did sex before.
Absolutely. Terrific, terrific analogy. And you know, we got to get into why. We got to get into this whole thing. And luckily, we've got the perfect person, or I guess should say imperfect person to talk to, because I see him coming on the line now. So let's get our guest on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, this guy. He's a former professor of math at the University of Nebraska.
Nerd.
He joined Pro Football Focus in 2015, then became a data scientist there.
Nerd.
And now he's the vice president of research and development, whatever that is. Yeah. Anyway, let's just bring him on here. Eric Eager, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Fellas, how's it going?
Good, good. Thank you for coming on.
I think you know how it's going. I mean, you know, your site has been the talk of the town with this embarrassing QB list you came up with there, you and your people. Now, you call yourself a data scientist. So let me ask you, what was the data you used in coming up with that list? And what part of your asshole did it come from?
Well, I think there's only really one part. You know, there's many different ways to sort of, you know, manipulate data. I think there's only one way, though, to expel it from your cavity, though.
Well, you expelled a lot of data
from your cavity.
I mean, it was a diarrhea of data.
Your back cavity.
You know, can I just say this respectfully? If there's one thing I hate, it's these nerds like you who come to the game of football with your data and your rankings and your algorithms. You know, wasn't, you know, Dungeons and Dragons good enough for you?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe, but I, you know, you guys, long-suffering Philadelphia fans from the days of Buddy Ryan to Rich Kotite I'm trying to think of Ray Rhodes, all these things. And who got you, you know, finally, Chip Kelly, part owner of PFF. Who finally got you your first Super Bowl ring? It was Doug Peterson. And what was Doug Peterson using? He was using the math. He was going for fourth downs. Everybody loves Philly Special, but the Philly Special was a fourth down play that his math guys told me to go for. So
that you is know, not I, true I at all. That's how hand. I heard. I heard Nick Foles went into the huddle and he said, "Look deep within yourself, men, and pass the ball to the guy you trust."
He knew. He felt it in his gut.
Mm-hmm.
Apologies, but I gotta ask, what exactly is it that you people at PFF do?
Yeah.
Is this a business? You sit around rating quarterbacks. You know, it feels to me like you stole that idea from Hot or Not. Remember Hot or Not, where they rate girls? You just took that idea and you decided to do quarterbacks. Is that what happened?
Yeah. From Zuckerberg's mind to our computers to your angst. Absolutely. Yeah, that's basically what we do. We have a bunch of dorks. I mean, my mom doesn't even have a basement, but like a bunch of dorks in their mother's basement downstairs, just grading every pass, you know, basically trying to find fault with every single Jalen Hurts throw.
We're going to get to that.
Don't worry.
We're going to get to that because that brings us to this terrible list that you have come up with. All right, let's just go through this list and you can justify whatever data you're using. All right, let's start at number 7. You have Dak Prescott. Now, I want to know the system for how you came to that number. Did you like just pick numbers out of a hat? And if so, how big was the hat and how close to your asshole was it?
Well, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to, I don't have his record against Philly off the top of my head, but I do remember that look, Prescott is one of the more impressive quarterbacks in football since day one. I know, you know, he did lose a game against Philadelphia in 2016, but that was because they were already 12-3 and played some schmuck named Tony Romo in his stead. I know he went on the road in 2018, ice in his veins, Sunday Night Football, and beat the Eagles.
Yeah, now he's got ice on his leg.
You know, the overtime game, the second game of that year. I mean, Dak's 42-27 as a starter.
But he's coming off a season-ending catastrophic injury. I mean, aren't you surprised? I'm surprised you don't have Joe Theismann at number six. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's true. Joe Theismann, you know, straight to the booth from the ER. I think that would have probably been a better move for Prescott. But, you know, he shows grit. Grit characteristic of the city of Philadelphia, coming back from that injury, already on his, you know, already on his team, back there running around, throwing the ball. Look, I don't know if Dallas will be good. They always seem to trip themselves up, but I think Prescott's a pretty good quarterback.
You are right, though.
Yep.
Grit is the most, we can agree on this. Grit is the most important quality for a quarterback, right, Tony?
Absolutely. You got to look at the great quarterbacks. You can't measure them with statistics, right?
No, just grit. You know,
so in my spreadsheet, grit is the first column.
There you go.
Heart is the second column. And then, you know, the size of his balls is the third column.
Oh.
And then I start to get to the real statistics. But those are the first three ones. You have to go with those.
Okay. Look at the greats. Well, look at the greats. Paulie, Ron Jaworski.
Hold on just a second. I want to talk about this. You just said the size of his balls, right? Okay. Then how come I read all this list and I don't see a Mr. Nick Foles?
Where is he on your
list? On the list. I mean, I'm sure you've heard of Mr. Foles' reputation.
By that, he means his penis.
The problem is like, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it, as they say. And I don't know if you watched any Chicago Bears games last year, but they were of the blue variety in those games.
I saw him throw a last-minute touchdown.
Well, I don't know about you. I don't know, but a guy who works at PFF for a living doing what you do, I think your balls must be as blue as a Smurf.
Looking like the Pacific Ocean. Okay.
Yeah, you turned the football because I guess your career in Dungeons and Dragons wasn't working out for you, right?
Wasn't good enough at Dungeons and Dragons, nope.
All right, let's keep going down the list here. Because we got to get Deshaun Watson at number five. As a man of reason, I got to ask you, do you watch the news?
I do watch the news. We're talking about clearly on the field here, right? Clearly on the field here, which is,
good backtracking.
Philadelphia fans of the past, that's how they handled Andre Waters. That's how they handled folks like that. Like you guys can sort of empathize with that we're only talking about Deshaun Watson.
Let me ask you, and this is a safe space. Did Deshaun Watson, did he pressure you to massage those numbers a little bit?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, look, I don't check my DMs on Instagram that much, so he could have, but maybe he just got lucky.
Well, he probably got that too. I mean, you know, based on what goes on there. All right, we'll move on because, you know, we like to stay away from controversial subjects. You know what? Let's go to the most controversial, though, ranking on your list. The most egregious ranking. Number 31.
Unbelievable.
Jalen Hurts.
Unbelievable.
Not only is it terrible and frankly unforgivable that you put Jalen Hurts at number 31, but you put three quarterbacks who haven't hiked a single down in the NFL ahead of him. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields. Don't you think that is both offensive and also just plain dumb?
You know, the fact of the matter is, and look, I think this is true about a lot of things. Oftentimes we'll value things we've never seen before more than crappy things we've seen a little bit of. And I think that's kind of what's going into the Jalen Hurts. Hurts was a spark. Look, you guys beat Philadelphia. You guys beat a team with a tight end playing quarterback
beat Philadelphia.
At home. What? That was a very impressive win.
This is a fight club.
But like I would say, look, one win over Taysom Hill, losses to Kyler Murray, Andy Dalton, and Alex Smith, who has part of his left ass cheek as his calf muscle now, do not a great quarterback pick. In fact, was he benched for Nate Sudfeld? Was that a thing? Or was it?
What are we talking about?
Hey, that you had to give him playing time. Week 17 playing time. We all do that. You know, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why are you so down on the Eagles?
Yeah.
Your last name is practically Eagle.
Yeah, I thought we were bringing Eric Eagle on the show, and you would be a little more positive on the Eagles.
I am positive. I think you guys are going to get the first crack at the best quarterback the college football has to offer.
I could see you going with that.
I see what you're trying to say.
Yeah, you know, just hold on one moment. Don't you think Nick Foles, come on, based on the measurable, come on.
All the measurable.
I mean, look, you'll get a shot at Nick Foles, too. Like, that's, you'll always have a shot at Nick Foles. You'll always have a shot. Nick Foles is going to be the fallback for the Eagles. Forever. I'll be gray before Nick Foles retires because he'll always have a shot.
Well, let me ask you, what's your favorite team? Who did you grow up with? Who's your team?
I'm an Andy Reid fan. I'm a Kansas City fan. I got to taste Super Bowl.
And that's why Patrick Mahomes is number one on your list. Wait a second. We just exposed great journalism, Tony. We just exposed the bias behind this whole list.
Bias,
you know,
media.
I think you need to come out right now and admit not only are you biased toward the Chiefs, you're biased toward your own home and your own stupid preferences. Come on, admit it right now. You're biased.
You're right. I'm biased. I'm biased for winning. I'm biased
not
for
in the Super Bowl.
Straight home AFC Championship games, two straight Super Bowls, an
500
MVP,
record in Super Bowls, mediocre.
I'm biased for that stuff. Yeah, it's tough. I get a choice between 1-3 as a starter, 50% completion percentage,
enough.
And I'll take 50 touchdown passes.
No more. I can't listen to any more of this.
I'll give you a number. A number is zero. That's the amount of time I can spend listening to you, Eric Eager, because we're eager to do something right now. Tony, tell them what we're eager to do.
Off the show, Eric Eager.
Yeah, kick him off the show.
Goodbye.
Pro Football Focus. More like Pro Football Folk You.
I just lost 15 minutes of my life. I'll never get back.
Yeah.
After talking to you guys.
I'm going to take 15. You got 15 minutes left to live. You know, Tony, I'd say that guy is never going to be able to show his face in public again. But based on that conversation, I don't think he gets out in public much.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too eager to go outside if I were him.
Well said, Tony. And as always, we can't let that get to us because we got big business to do.
Huge.
At this point in the show. In fact, this is the biggest business I think we've ever done. A company that you've heard a lot about in the news recently, and we're going to do it right now. It's an ad for Virgin Galactic Space Travel. People, you have an anniversary coming up, you know, looking for a travel destination, something to do. Stop thinking about planet Earth. Start thinking bigger. On Virgin Galactic Space Travel, the sky is no longer the limit for you. No, you can take a woman, man, whatever you're into, and you can take them all the way 50,000 miles up into outer space for the view of a lifetime. No more dinners by the ocean. That's been done. You know, no more skyline up in a building. No, we've seen that before. What you'll need is a full view of the entire planet Earth. And Tony, let's just lay it out right there. Give him the other side of this.
Yeah. You know something that Neil Armstrong never did? Fucked in outer space. Unless he fucked that Buzz Lightyear guy. I don't think he did, but who knows? It gets lonely in outer space. You want to go in a boring airplane and join the Mile High Club? Everybody's done that. Very passé. You know what everybody hasn't done? Join the 50,000 Mile High Club.
So there you go, people. Book your flight right now on Virgin Galactic. And hey, you'll be a space virgin no more. All right. Well, that wraps up our advertisement. And no, that wraps up our season finale.
Oh, wait.
Stop. Just about to go out on a big
note. I was already on vacation.
If it isn't the Virgin Galactic himself, Producer Jay, what?
There are so many things I need to correct in this episode. Let's start with this one.
Let's start with zero. What?
No. You said George Foreman beat Evander Holyfield.
Yup.
No, it was the other way around. Also, nobody would consider George Foreman to be the greatest fighter ever.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm forming a squad to come to your apartment and beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, I want to be the foreman of the jury so I can vote not guilty when they try to convict Paulie for murdering you.
Now, that's it.
No more.
And what? Algorithm has nothing to do with Al Gore. I don't know where you came up with that.
What?
Also, Al Gore's been right about a lot of things. You should watch An Inconvenient Truth.
You want An Inconvenient Truth? You're an asshole.
Yeah. You're an inconvenient producer.
Yeah, that's enough it. Out of you.
We're now, done. Vacation. Let's go, okay. Paulie.
What?
The Virgin Galactic spacecraft does not take you 50,000 miles into space.
Yeah, it does.
It's only 50 miles.
Yeah, well, of course, you'd be an expert on Virgin spacecraft.
Yeah, I got confused. 50,000 miles is the distance every woman keeps from you.
There you go. Enough out of you. Enough.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm not even going to go into the other stupid things you said because, frankly, I want to get out of here.
Oh, well, that's perfect because we have so many resumes of people lining up to take your job. And hopefully when we come back from our break... Yep. They'll
That's
be
why
here.
We
Remember,
need the vacation.
Send your resumes, Paulie and Tony Fusco Show at gmail.com. And hey, Tony, you know, we're not going to thank Eric Eager, right?
Yeah. I was eager to get him off the show so we could go on vacation.
There you go. And that's where we're going to go. Hey, Tony, what are your vacation plans? Big plans?
Nah, probably just sit around and watch TV. You?
Yeah, me too. Anyway, people, in the meantime, remember, you know, go online, rate and review the show, tell us how great we are, and don't forget, you know, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, look up The Fusco Show, and Tony, good job on this episode and on the season.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show and season.
There you go. All right. We'll see you, people. Bye.
See ya.